Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/entitledparents. Now, if you've been around my channel for a while now, you'll know that I cover this subreddit pretty regularly. However, in today's video, I'm going to be going over the top rated post of all time on this subreddit that I haven't yet checked out. It's a pretty incredible story, to be honest with you guys, that comes in two amazing parts, which we're going to get into, but only after you hit the subscribe button. It's the deal we've got going on here, you know. If you hit the subscribe button, I'll bring you the top rated post of all time. If you don't, I'll still bring you the top rated post of all time. There's not really much I can do to enforce that, but yeah, hit the button, make me happy. Anyway, let's get into the first post. Sister's birthday ruined by entitled mother and her daughter. This incident happened about 8 years ago in India. It was my sister's birthday and a lot of family members from my dad's side were invited. My dad's sister, who will be called entitled mum henceforth, and her daughter, entitled child henceforth, were visiting us after a lot of years because they shifted to California. So, the entitled mum wanted her daughter to be the center of attention from the moment they came in. She was about 7 years old, and everyone was quite taken with her, because she spoke in an adorable accent. When it was the time for cutting the cake, the entitled mum wanted her entitled kid to cut it, even though it was my sister's birthday. The reason being, she is a kid! She deserves to cut the cake! She is the youngest of all of us! Your sister OP is way too old to be cutting cakes anyway! It was my sister's 11th birthday, by the way. The entitled mum's request, or order, I guess, was declined by my mum, which made the entitled mum quite angry. When dinner was served, the mum was very hungry and sat down to eat. As soon as she started, her entitled kid started crying and demanded to be fed. And the entitled mum expected my mum to stop eating and feed her kid. My mother actually agreed. The worst was at the time of gift unwrapping. My sister loves Barbies, so she received a doll and a dollhouse from my mum and dad, and I gave her a bunch of homemade chocolate that I made myself. But the entitled mum said, "What does your sister need chocolates for? Come on, give them to my kid. You are way too old for them." So my sister gave the kid some of them, which the entitled child proceeded to start eating right then. My sister went on to unwrap other presents, and was made to share a bunch of other stuff as well, like sparkle pens, a set of crayons, etc., too, with the entitled kid. The entitled kid, after some time, started wailing that she wanted more chocolates. The entitled mum then literally started shouting, "Why have you not given her the chocolates? Didn't I ask you to? Why are you being so mean? She's your cousin, she deserves them." My sister was almost in tears and gave her three more. Now only five chocolates remained, which she gave one to each of us. Mum, Dad, the entitled mum, and me. I saved mine to give back to her later. The entitled mum though noticed this and asked me to instead give it to her entitled kid, since I obviously was not going to eat it. I didn't. When my sister got to unwrapping the dollhouse and the Barbie, the entitled mum actually pounced on the doll and started pulling it away from my sister. Now she started to cry, which made the entitled mum angry, and she screamed at my sister to shut up and stop being so mean and stingy. The entitled kid was from the US and did not have Indian toys, and she needed the doll. My father flat out refused, which resulted in more screaming and crying. Then she let out a huff and kicked at the dollhouse, denting it. My sister was very sad, and needless to say, her birthday was ruined. But that was not the end. About an hour or so later, the entitled mum was back, kicking and screaming at our door, saying we had poisoned her kid and that she would be suing us. The entitled kid's stomach was aching, but instead of calling a doctor, she had drove her to our house. We seated them and called the doctor, during which the entitled mum was screaming about how we were jealous of her and would suffer terrible fates. The doctor said the pain was because of overeating. I guess she shouldn't have had six of those chocolates. The entitled mum then proceeded to blame me and my sister for everything, saying how both of us were spoiled and mean kids. Oh my God, the irony of that last sentence. So this entire mum blamed you and your sister for taking away the gifts and just being spoilt and, you know, horrible children in general. Look in the mirror, maybe, and see the real truth before your eyes. I don't know. But guys, to be honest with you, this is actually not the highest post of all time on this subreddit that I haven't read out yet. Actually, it's the follow-up story from this, which is the highest rated post of all time. And that's for a very good reason, because it is an excellent, excellent post from the same user. So without further ado, let's get into the second post and see how this story continues. Entitled Mum flips after she reads the post about her daughter and her. Hello again. I posted a story about my aunt ruining my sister's birthday the day before yesterday. It turns out that she or her daughter is actually on Reddit and is subscribed to r/entitledparents and read the story. The entitled mum called my dad last night at about 11 o'clock when my dad was half asleep. How could you do this to us? Aren't we family? Why did you shame us like this? It was so many years ago. Couldn't you just let it go? And my dad had no idea what she was going on about, so asked her what happened, to which she tells him that we posted on Reddit about my sister's birthday. My dad doesn't know and doesn't care what Reddit is, and asks what's the big deal. What do you mean he doesn't care about what Reddit is? Reddit is amazing, come on man. Wow, so your daughters do things without telling you? You should keep an eye on them. Don't let them get out of hand. You should have taught them manners. OP just exposed us and shamed us online. What are you saying? My dad replied. How did she expose you? She hasn't even talked to you in years. She posted a story about us, and as soon as my kid read it, we knew it was about us. I haven't divulged any names in that story, not even mine to be honest. My dad asked me if I did that and why. So it took a total of 15 to 20 minutes to explain to dad just what Reddit is and what I did. I tell him that I have just narrated a story and haven't exposed her identity in any way. So dad just hands me the phone so I can explain it to her. He's just like, you know what? I don't know what is going on here. Let me just get out of this because it sounds a bit heated. I'm just going to step away from this one and leave it to other people. As soon as I even say hello, the entitled mum started screaming at me so loudly that it could be heard from outside the phone. You dog, how could you do that? Who do you think you are? You poison my child and then make it up as if I was overreacting? Take that post down now and apologize for it on that subreddit. If you don't, I'm gonna sue you. What the heck? I'm so angry that I just say no. I won't do anything of that sort. And that I would love to see how you can sue me all the way from California. Remember guys, OP is in India. That is literally the other side of the world, obviously. The entitled mum then proceeds to call me and my sister blanks and similar other words. My dad takes away the phone and asks her not to ever contact any of us again and blocks her. Remember, of course, he could probably hear because she's screaming so loudly. So hey there, Aunt Sheila. Oh my God. I hope you read this. Oh my God. Oh wow. I didn't expect the name check. Jesus, that is a turn of events that I honestly did not expect. I mean, I love it. Let me not lie here. I absolutely love it, but wow. She was annoyed because you'd said her story or, you know, chatted bad things about her online. But clearly, yeah, you're right. No names have been used. OP is using a pseudonym and doesn't actually want to be even identified in this video. I've asked her. But then for you to just drop her name. Make it completely obvious that yes, this is about you. This is my username on this subreddit, and now 30,000 people who've upvoted this post know your first name. So feels bad, man. All I can say is you deserve it, but wow, the audacity of OP to just, you know, name check you. I love it. It's brilliant. That's probably one of the reasons why, honestly, this is the highest rated post on this subreddit, just because OP is like, you know, F you, I don't care. I'm revealing who you are. Even after you complain about revealing who I am, even though you didn't even reveal it in the first place, now I'm going to do it properly and really tell everyone who you are. I mean, to be fair, you've probably gone as far as you can without revealing their full name. Like, if you put their surname there, that probably is kind of illegal. I don't know. And you can probably get sued for doing that by your aunt. But wow, incredible scenes, really, of glorious emotion is all I can see. Well done to OP. Well done to your sister, first of all, for dealing with it all. And finally, well done to the Karen for giving us all a wonderful story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now moving on to our next story. An entitled dad screams at me for saving his little girl's fingers. Note, this was pre-quarantine where I live, back in February 2020 to be precise. For some backstory, I work in a resort, in the gift shop, I know, retail, I'm one of the workers that runs our magic scavenger hunt game. It's a lot of fun and I really do love my job. I get to walk the floors of the game and help people playing it, and explain the game to everyone and dress up in costumes. It is a lot of fun. Around the hallways of the resort, in our game area, we have chests, which you use wands to open, sensors and stuff. But a lot of the time, kids like to force chests open with their hands when they don't open for whatever reason. We always have to tell kids not to do that, because when forced open like that, it breaks the chest, and they like to slam shut on fingers. To be honest, I've actually gotten my fingers caught in them before, because I tend to stick my hand in there to stop it from slamming shut on the kids' hands. But on my poor hands instead, of course. And let me tell you, it freaking hurts. One day, I was floor walking and helping people out with the game. The usual, when I see a little girl, maybe about 2 to 3 years old, forcing a chest open. Now the chest slamming shut on my adult hands hurts like heck, but I can't even imagine what it would do to little toddler hands. Like, I imagine broken fingers maybe. I'm not sure, but they do have little fingers. At the very least, it would be very painful and possibly ruin their vacation at the resort. So as per usual, I hurry over and hook my hand under the lid of the chest to keep it from slamming shut. No, we shouldn't do that, I say. I wouldn't want you to get hurt. I say this as gently as possible. She was a toddler after all. The little girl nodded and started walking towards her mum, who definitely wasn't an entitled parent. It was the entitled dad, obviously, who comes storming over. I had just finished closing the chest lid gently. I didn't want my hands to get stuck, and turned around when he's inches from my face. He literally had me cornered between the side of the chest and the wall. "Don't you dare tell my daughter what to do. You scared her." I didn't, by the way. She was actually perfectly fine until her dad started yelling. Then she started to cry and hide behind her mum. What a shock. Side note, this man was very tall, like 6 foot tall, and I am not a tall person. So a tall man who has me trapped against the wall because the chest sits against the wall, making it a corner, is very scary to me. I'm not surprised. "But sir, she could have gotten hurt."
"That's for me to tell her, not you. You're not her parents."
By this point, other families in the hallway were watching, and I was close to crying myself. Not that it's hard to make me cry. But the nice mum of the girl actually says to her husband, "Honey, leave him alone. Let's just go to our room." But the dad completely ignores her.
"Mind your own damn business and leave the parenting to the actual parents. We'll tell her what she can and can't do," he continues to scream at me.
At this point, I'm terrified, trembling, and trying to keep myself from crying. I'm sorry. He stormed off down the hall, and I was left there, shaking and trying not to cry. I could see other families gathered near the entrance of the hallway watching. Trying to put on a brave face, I started walking their way so I could head downstairs to the gift shop. The families near the entrance were super nice, telling me that I was just doing my job and that he was being a jerk. I thanked them all and put on fake smiles, but I went downstairs and ended up crying in the back room until one of my managers found me and made me sit down and tell them what happened. It wasn't a good day. They ended up sending me home a bit early. I only had an hour left on my shift, and I was just glad I wasn't working the next day. I did not want to run into that guy again. Well, I mean, there's only one thing for me to say here, and I'm going to have to censor myself. What an absolute dick guy is. That's all I can say. Just, he's an absolute fraud, an absolute idiot. Seriously though, like, why would you be such a butthole? That's so unnecessary. You've literally just saved this kid's fingers, yeah? And now this guy's acting all out like he's the boss man of this place. No one cares who you are, by the way, how tall you are, if you're a man or not. Just F off. Or like, what are you doing? It's ridiculous. Listen to your wife, seriously. I mean, she is the one with any common sense to the situation, clearly. There's no need to just get so angry for no reason. I mean, just think about the situation before you jump on someone like that. Think about what they actually might be doing. Oh, they actually might have saved my little girl's fingers from being snapped off. Is that a good thing? Yes. Let me not shout at this person. This person who's helped my daughter. It's mental. It is mental. Mental scenes. Not really much more I can say about that. Just, I wish there were fewer people like this in the world, really. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. I really hope you've enjoyed it and me censoring myself. If you want to see me uncensored, though, and this is something that I don't really talk about too much on this channel, then you can check out my Patreon right here called Redditor Uncensored, where I make videos that, you know, are normal videos, apart from they're 100% me, no censoring, just swearing, whatever I want to say, you know, controversial opinions, some kind of raunchy stuff in there. Yeah, go and check it out. There'll be more content coming there very, very soon in the next week or so that I'm planning on. So yeah, check it out. And yeah, it's the best way to support me as well. Got to say that. Yeah, if you want more from me right away, playlist here, subscribe here, and I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.